Hello, hello, self-love here. I know it's been a while. Today I want to talk about not being duped. And what I mean by this is, like, society will tell you in order to be successful, you have to make a tremendous amount of money, and you have to have a big house, and you have to have a really nice car or multiple cars, and this is what we see as success. You have to have the right clothes, you have to, you know, look a certain way, dress a certain way, act a certain way, and for me personally, I just don't think that this is the case. I don't think that success defines you as someone who makes a lot of money and can, you know, support a extravagant lifestyle. Granted, I'm sure it's nice to have money to pay things and not have to worry about budgeting or money or any of that kind of stuff. But the thing is it's so easy to feel bad about yourself because you look around and you see, you know, your neighbor has this and your family, friends have this and you don't. So then you feel like you're not as successful because they have something that you don't. Well, let's take a look at it in a different way. Perhaps maybe success isn't about having all the money in the world or the nicest house on the block or the fanciest car. Maybe it's about being a good person and taking the time out of your day to see people again, to say hi to them. If you're walking in the street, smile and wave and nod and be like, hey, you know, how are you doing? How's your life going? I think that nowadays we don't take the time to interact with each other like we used to. Whether it's because we're distracted by our kids, or maybe social media, or our phones, and we're so busy having all the focus on ourselves that we don't try to interact with each other anymore. We don't try to reach out to each other. And so I think being a good person and, you know, being that person that reaches out to people who don't necessarily fit into a category. I know that this is something that can really be found in schools nowadays, where, you know, everyone has their cliques, their groups, but then there's some people that just don't have a group. And I feel like reaching out to those people and being friends with those people is a huge way of, is letting people know that you care. Because you're taking time out of your life to go invest into someone else's. And I think that there's no better way to be successful than to share your time with someone, or to be generous and give of your time or your money or your talents, or to just stand up for someone who's weaker than you. Maybe someone's getting picked on, or, you know, is getting talked about behind their back. Stand up to those people. Have the courage to be like, hey, no, that's not okay that you're doing that. B be the kind of person that's going to have integrity, who's going to do the things that they say they're going to do. Be the person that's going to stand up for the weak. Be the person who's going to be honest and search for truth, because there are a lot of lies in this world that the world tries to tell you, you know, you can't be this or you can't be that, or it's important to have all the success. And I had a couple years back, I had someone that I used to work with who struck up a conversation with me and was like, you know, you seem genuinely sure of yourself. And I said, yeah, that's because I am. And he's like, how? What? I mean, it's not like you have the world's best job, you know? And I said, well, that's not what defines a person. Making money is only a part of life. It's not what makes you valuable. What makes you valuable is the fact that you are your genuine, unique self, and whatever strengths that you have, whatever gifts that you have, if you're good at being a nurturer and an encourager, then do that. You know, take the time out of your life to encourage someone. If you're a leader, lead with all the ability that you have. If you're someone who has empathy for people and can empathize with people, and, you know, if someone's sad, be sad with them. If someone's happy, be happy with them. Take the time to invest in people and be your genuine self. Take the time to get to know yourself and take the time to decide what you want to be in life, and then change yourself. Do the legwork that it's going to take to be that person, because ultimately you could have $1 million in the bank, you could have the biggest house ever, you could have a zillion cars, but if you have no one in your life to share it with, you know, it's really sad, because ultimately when you die, you're not going to be able to take any of that with you. You're not going to be able to have those things love you back. Ultimately, they're just things. And so I think that life is less about trying to pursue a certain standard in the world society, and it's more about having integrity, having the will to do the right thing, even if you're the only one who's doing it. To be kind, to love people, to not judge people because you're flawed too. Ultimately, we're all the same. We're all trying to be better than what we were yesterday. We're all trying to grow as people, and it's so easy to look at someone and be like, you know what, I'm doing so much better than they are. I mean, that's so arrogant, that's so judgmental, that's so unloving. The fact that you might be further along than someone else in life doesn't make you a better person, especially if you're stepping on people's throats to get to the point where you are in life. I'd rather be someone who's dirt poor or broke, but has a clear conscience and can sleep at night because I don't use people or abuse them or use them to get further along in my career or my success in life than to be someone who has all this money and all this wealth but has no true integrity. Someone who's just dead inside. You know, so many people try to make themselves look a certain way or present themselves a certain way on the outside, but inside they're just full of dead bones. There's no life left to them. They're just living this shell of a life. And that, my friends, is what I find truly sad, is when you work so hard to get somewhere in life just because you think that that's going to bring you happiness, and then you get there and you find out that that didn't make you happy. Success and all the money and the wealth, it didn't make you happy. It made you greedy and unkind and cold. And so let's live lives of generosity and grace and kindness and love, and let's try to be people that stand up for what's right. And to be honest. Because if you can't be honest with yourself, then who can you be honest with? So at the end of the day, I think that life is less about getting to a high standard of success, but it's about picking people up when they fall, or lying right in the dirt with them and letting them vent with you for a while, or just cry, or whatever it is that they need. Because success and stuff doesn't come from that material thing, the material things. It comes from being genuine. And being who you are and not being afraid to be that person, because you trust yourself and you're taking the steps that you need to take to grow as a person. There's so many times that you talk to friends or family, or you know, call them up and ask how they're doing or what's going on in their life, and they'll tell you the same kind of stories and the same stuff over and over again, and it becomes this thing where it's like, you know, at a certain point, people just stop trying to improve. They quit trying to better their lives. They just accept things for how they are. And let's not become complacent in our lives. Let's reach out for more. Let's strive to be better each and every day, because the world's a pretty dark place. And it's full of evil and greed and people that are willing to do really ugly things in order to get ahead in life. That's unfortunate. It truly is. But we're called to love those people anyway, because we're all the same. We're all equals. Just because someone makes more money than you doesn't make them better than you. Remember that. I want to find a verse here just to wrap everything up. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Galatians 6:9. And I have one last thing I want to say here. Remember, everything has a consequence, good or bad. So don't make a decision based on an emotion that's just going to eventually pass. Make sure you think it through, because everything you do is going to have an effect on someone else. Whether you're a kid, it's going to affect your parents probably. It's going to affect perhaps your life. It's going to affect your friends around you. Or whether you're an adult, it's going to affect your spouse. It's going to affect your kids. It's going to affect everything about your life that you're currently living. So don't do anything rash because you're having an emotion that isn't going to last. So think things through. And that's the end of this one. That's all I've got to say for this one. So I hope you guys got something out of this. I hope that it made sense, and if you like it, to share it around. And I will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.